Oscar nominations are in. They were announced this morning in Beverly Hills, and American Hustle and Gravity are the early front runners. Each of them got 10 Academy Award nominations, including Best Picture. 12 Years a Slave was close behind with 9 nominations. For more, we're joined now by Linda Holmes, who writes and edits NPR's entertainment and pop culture blog, Monkey See. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
All right. So, as I said, American Hustle, Gravity, and 12 Years a Slave, big box office hits, as well as critically acclaimed, all of them. Any sense on which might come out ahead?
Well, you know, Gravity is the biggest earner by far, but at the same time, it's the only Best Picture nominee out of these 9 that didn't have its screenplay nominated. So, you know, a few things for it to overcome. American Hustle pulled off a fairly rare feat, which is it hit all 4 of the acting categories, lead and supporting actor and actress, which, interestingly enough, the director, David O. Russell, his film last year, Silver Linings Playbook, did the same thing. So that might, you know, push in favor of American Hustle a little bit. It's hard to say at this point. I think there are several good contenders. 12 Years a Slave is my favorite of the ones that I have seen. But
also an important American history film, the sort that does win Oscars in many years.
Sometimes, yes. And then in the last couple years, they've been tilting a little bit toward more crowd-pleasing, Argo and things like that, things that are a little easier on people. It sort of depends on the year.
All right. Well, let's take a look at Best Actor and Actress.
Yeah. You know, the Best Actress nominees are some of your big awardsy actresses, your Streep and Judi Dench, things like that. On the actor side, they're a little less well-established as awards winners, even if they're big stars. People like Leonardo DiCaprio and Matthew McConaughey, and especially Chiwetel Ejiofor, who kind of made this big splash in 12 Years a Slave. None of those guys are as accustomed to walking up and winning tons of awards as some of the women on the acting side.
Although one of the big front runners in these awards is Cate Blanchett.
Absolutely. So that wouldn't be a big shock to anyone.
Best director, best screenplay, what are we seeing there?
Well, you know, the best director nominees are drawn from among the best picture nominees. I think a lot of people think that Martin Scorsese is always a decent pick for best director, but you could get Steve McQueen for 12 Years a Slave. That can be a tough race to call. I think in the screenplay category, 12 Years a Slave is a very good possibility in adapted screenplay. I think that in original screenplay, I actually think Her by Spike Jonze would be my pick of the ones I've seen for original screenplay. Decent possibility that'll happen.
Well, again, there's lots of movies up. Are there any of the, what you might call, sleeper movies that might surprise us on Oscar night?
Well, the little ones in the nominees are Philomena and Nebraska. And then my favorite nomination is Barkhad Abdi from Captain Phillips, played a Somali pirate.
As a sleeper possible
supporting actor. Wonderful performance.
Linda, thanks.
Thank you.
Linda Holmes writes and edits NPR's entertainment and pop culture blog, Monkey See.